Hello, listeners. Thanks for tuning in to the Alice and Silas Show on 107.3 WZED. I'm Alice, and with me is my co-host, Silas.
Good morning, Alice. How are you this crazy morning?
I'm pretty good. And you're not kidding about this being a crazy morning. We're going to start the show today by breaking down the timeline of events from the last 6 or so hours. The news broke late last night that there was a massive explosion off the West Coast at around midnight.
As far as we can tell, no casualties were reported. And at this time, there is no confirmation as to what that explosion was.
That's right. The investigation into the explosion was called off after about an hour, around 1 a.m., when rioting started in San Francisco. Law enforcement officials have had a hard time getting the rioters under control.
The governor of California was forced to declare in a state of emergency and to deploy the National Guard when the violence spread across the state. About an hour after the rioting started in San Francisco, about 2 a.m., scattered reports of violence started coming in from as far north as Olympia, Washington, and as far south as Anaheim, California, apparently spreading along the I-5.
At 2:50 a.m., another explosion occurred off the East Coast near New York. A few minutes later, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, and Arizona all declared states of emergency as violence overwhelmed law enforcement. At 3:30 a.m., the first reports of violence began in New York City, and by 4, New York had declared a state of emergency. As New Jersey, Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Connecticut all started reporting violence.
Around 4:45, Canada started reporting violence in Ottawa, Montreal, and Toronto. At 5 a.m., President Stump addressed the nation from a secure location. He recalled all reservists back into active duty and, in a cowardly move, deployed them to Mar-a-Lago and Trump Tower to, and I quote, protect his assets. Honestly, I would expect no less from the Twitter-in-chief.
Listeners, we are getting breaking news from authorities in the northeastern part of the state that pockets of violence are starting up. The chief of police is asking everyone to remain calm and shelter in place. Violence has not yet been reported here, but please, listeners, get inside or stay where you are.
This is a serious situation. Listen to the authorities, and hopefully this will blow over soon. The mayor also announced that they are setting up shelters around the city for people to go to, but he stressed that the shelters are merely a precaution at this stage, and that at this moment the best thing you can do is to stay where you are and lock any doors and windows. We will continue to have breaking updates on this as they occur. Oh, Verlosser. I'll be right back.
Okay, we've received another update, this time from New York City. The first update we've received since the state of emergency was declared. A video was posted claiming to be of a looter who was shot and killed by a store owner. A few moments later, the man got up and attacked the store owner, who shot him multiple times before getting bitten. The guy then started eating the man. Everything okay, Silas?
Yeah. I just called my parents and told them to get the rest of the family and get out of the city. And head south. My mom has some family down there.
That's probably not a bad idea.
Do you want to call your family? I can handle this.
No. I'll wait a bit. There's no violence in the city just yet, and we don't really know anything yet.
Alice, that man who got shot was dead. And then he got up and attacked his killer. That's not normal. Something is seriously wrong here.
But that could have been a fake video.
Maybe, but you didn't finish reading the rest of that report. You know what it says. Call them.
All right. I'll call them.
The rest of that report says that similar events are happening everywhere where there is violence. The report doesn't say this, but it seems there is a wave of undead flowing through the country. None of this is confirmed yet, obviously, but be very careful, listeners. This is an unprecedented event affecting both coasts in a massive way. Did you get a hold of your parents?
Yeah. I told them to go to one of the safe zones. And I was handed a new update while I was out there. Experts are saying the wave of violence will be here in approximately an hour. The mayor is now telling people to head to the safe zones as soon as possible. Those safe zones are at Valley High School, the Church of Verlosser on Pine Street, and Otakte High School.
I'm sorry, Alice. It seems we're about to be preempted by a message from the president. I want the American people to know I am safe. I am safe. I'm here in this underground bunker. It's the best underground bunker in the world. Believe me. I mean, if you all could see this underground bunker, you'd go, wow, that's a good underground bunker. And I'd go, I know. It's got a pool table, a swimming pool, and the special chamber where I torture minorities. Well, I don't torture minorities, but I watch and pleasure myself, I'd say. But seriously, my torture guy is amazing. Best in the world. It's my expense. I want the American people to also know that I, and I alone, will crush this revolution against my Electoral College victory. I will crush this revolution with the strongest military in the world. It's the best. Granted, I am leaving our serving men and women overseas to protect my assets around the world. What an asshole.
Yeah. We have more breaking news. Well, I guess not really breaking, since the news is that there is no news. We have lost contact with parts of the West Coast. The last bit of news we had was that the National Guard was having trouble holding LA and that San Francisco had fallen. That was about 2 hours ago. Silas? Steve is leaving and apparently we're the only ones left in the building.
Yeah, I heard. Do you want to leave?
No. If staying here will help even one more person through this, I'm going to.
All right then. I guess I'll stay too.
You sure?
Well, yeah. I'm not going to let you stay by yourself.
Thank you, Steve. You can go ahead and go. It's okay. Just lock the door behind you and shut the gate. Thank you, Steve. Stay safe.
Okay, there are scattering reports that violence has started up in the city. It seems the National Guard is using 265 as the first line of defense. They are also fortifying the three shelters. As a reminder, those shelters are located at Otakte High School, Valley High School, and the Church of Verlosser.
But make sure you only go to the shelters if you are forced from your home. The last we heard, local officials want the public to stay calm and shelter in place. Stay off the roads and keep them clear for first responders.
Just looking out the window, it looks like no one is staying in place. It looks like they're heading in the direction of 65, presumably to head south away from all this craziness.
Oh my Verlosser, Silas, look!
Oh shit! I barricaded the door, so hopefully we'll be safe.
Chaos has erupted inside our studio. People are getting out of their cars and running as violence has broken out.
Close the blinds! We don't want anyone knowing there are people in here.
Listeners, the streets are no longer safe. If you don't see any violence in your area, make your way to one of the safe zones. If you can't leave, barricade your door and stay hidden.
This is insane. We went from nothing to insanity in just half an hour.
It's going to be okay, Silas. The studio is locked up. There's no way anyone can get us. Just don't panic.
You're right. You're right. The studio is secure.
We have an update, this time from the DC. It seems Congress may have fallen, but we can't confirm this at this point. But apparently they were having a rambunctious debate on whether or not the undead should still have rights. Democrats obviously said they should still be considered citizens and that they should be able to marry whoever they wanted. Republicans were okay with citizenship, but they were against marriage. A huge fight erupted on the floor, a verbal one more than likely, and during the heated debate, one of the representatives, there's no confirmation on which one, collapsed and passed on. It seems no one noticed, and a few minutes later, the representative turned and began attacking everyone around.
We've lost all contact with the West Coast, and New York is the only East Coast city still giving updates. It seems some of their news people have been trapped, and are doing their best to keep updates
coming. Silas, get down!
What is it?
There's someone in the hallway.
Do they see us?
I think it's safe to say, yes, they saw us. I'm going to see who it is. It's a pale one.
A pale one?
One of the undead.
Oh, fuck.
God, there's more coming.
Oh, damn it.
It's going to be okay. They can't get through the door. Maybe they will go away after a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe they'll go away.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
One of my parents just texted me and said that Otakte High School was overrun. They're going to try for Valley High School. They'll be fine. But for anyone still listening, do not go to Otakte High School. It has been overrun. As far as we know, the Church of Verlosser and Valley High School are still up and running. Go to one of those safe zones.
Alice, look, we have a call. Hello, you're on the Alice and Silas show.
Hello, this is Captain Ruby Core. This is Silas, right?
Yeah. Don't you have more important things to do than call into a radio show?
Well, yeah. But someone decided that you and Alice may be useful, so we were sent to help.
We?
Where are you?
Yeah, my team. And outside of your station. You two are in quite the pickle.
There are pale ones inside the station.
Pale ones? Huh. That's good. There's a few outside the station, too. It looks like someone didn't make it very far.
Oh, Steve.
But don't worry. We're going to clear out these pale ones, give you some weapons and a little bit of food. Enough for a couple days, if you ration it right. After that, you are on your own.
To do what?
Well, preferably not get eaten by these pale ones.
Is that a joke?
No one was laughing. Except Raccoon, but he's a sadistic fuck.
Fuck you.
Is that a promise? I promised to buy you dinner first. But the food will hopefully give you time to outlast the worst of whatever this is. That way you can gather information and food.
You two can flirt later. Ruby, what do you need us to do?
Just stay down. We're going to start shooting, which should draw the pale ones inside there out. These things seem to be drawn to noise.
How do you know that?
Experience. We shoot, they usually come to us.
Why?
Shrug.
Did you just say shrug?
Look, do you two want to be saved or not?
Yes, please.
Then shush. And stay down. Light it up.
The pale ones are going away.
Oh, thank Veloster.
All the pale ones are gone now.
Should we go out there?
No, let's just wait for Ruby and her team. I see soldiers. They see us.
Alice and Silas?
Yeah, that's us.
Who are you?
Sergeant Major Ryan Whitfield, Captain Core's right-hand woman.
Thank you, Sergeant Major, for rescuing us.
Please, call me Ryan. Captain, the package is clear. Walters and Cronkite are set to go on air. Over.
Copy that. I'll be there in a moment. Over and out.
Sit tight. The captain will be here in a moment. She's making sure the area is secure.
Which one of us is Cronkite?
You aren't very bright, are you?
Well, that's rude.
I'm clearly Cronkite.
Why do you get to be Cronkite?
Because I'm clearly the best.
Enough! Those were just code names.
What's going on here?
The VIPs were bickering about who was Cronkite.
Well, Alice, obviously.
She's not—
Regardless, we have guns and supplies for you, as promised. When you run out of food, you will need to find more. But most importantly, when you all go out, we need you to relay any information over the radio, whether you think it's important or not. It'll help the military in gathering intelligence, and it will help survivors figure out where to go for shelter and supplies.
Do you all expect this to go on long enough for anything we find to matter?
You can set those just there by the door, Raccoon. Honestly, we don't know how long this will last. If it ends quick, great. But we prepare for the worst. Can we count on you two to be our eyes and ears for this part of the city?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. We are going to get out of your hair. I suggest signing off and making sure no one is getting in once we leave. If you need anything from us, there's a radio in the bag, tuned to our frequency. Give us a shout, and either the sergeant or myself will be there to help in whatever way we can. Any forewarning you can give would be great, obviously, but please do not hesitate to call.
Thank you so much, Captain.
Don't mention it. Move out.
I'll go close the gate behind them.
And I'll sign off. If you're still listening, please be very careful and get to one of the safe zones. There are only two left, and they are at Valley High School and the Church of Verlosser. We will be back with you as soon as we are able. Stay safe, survivors. For Silas Hopkins, I'm Alice Riley, and you've been listening to The Alice and Silas Show.
Thank you for listening to WZED, a Goose Thunder Podcasting Network production. You can visit us on Tumblr and Twitter at WZED Podcast, and Goose Thunder can be found on Tumblr at Goose Thunder Podcast. Alice Riley was played by Annika Mogseth. Silas Hopkins was played by Frank Zinchus. Ruby Core was played by Shannon Smith. Ryan Whitfield was played by Jennifer Zinchus. This episode was written by Frank Zinchus. Edited by Lindsay Shoker. Opening and closing themes by Maya Wilkinson. If you liked what you heard, feel free to give us a like and a comment on YouTube. Or leave a rating and review on iTunes and Stitcher. Or, hey, why not both? Until next time, WZED out.